Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for this place, this safe place, that we can come and be fully known and fully loved. Thank you for your redemption and your healing in your Son's precious and holy name. Amen. That was perfect that it was upside down, because that really goes with my story. Thanks, Jim. I didn't even ask him to do that. My name is Patty, and I have a new life in Christ. I am in recovery for fear of rejection that manifests itself in perfectionism and sexual immorality. Hey, guys. Unsure, uncertain, hesitant, scared, fear. What will they think of me if I tell them about that? If this is your first time here, let me reassure you, I had all of those exact same thoughts and feelings. And if they're being honest, so did every other single person in this room. My story is not pretty. It's not wrapped up with a bow or organized in a bento box. And it's certainly not perfect. I started this life as an unwanted orphan, an unplanned, unwanted, inconvenient reality wrapped in a pink blanket. I was soon adopted by a seemingly perfect, seemingly stable, successful couple. I grew up in a wealthy neighborhood, attended the best private schools, and had what most would consider a perfect childhood. And I was the perfect child. Growing up, I don't even remember getting into trouble. I don't remember my parents ever having to discipline me. I made straight A's, always followed the rules, and never disobeyed. Even one slight look of disapproval would melt me into a crying pile of repentance, begging for forgiveness and doing whatever it took to keep my parents happy. I grew up going to church where my parents were active members, my mother serving as a choir director and musician, and my father teaching Sunday school. We were in church service every Sunday, and I grew up active in Sunday school, choir, youth group, mission trips, retreats. But behind the perfect appearance of our family was a much darker reality. Despite involvement in church activities, God was rarely spoken of in our home. The only time I can remember praying as a family was at the table for Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners. When my parents would fight, which was often, it came with lots of screaming, yelling, cursing, and name-calling. Or when my older brother would get into trouble, which was often, it came with lots of screaming, yelling, cursing, and name-calling. It was my self-appointed position in the family to be the peacemaker, to not rock the boat, to not cause problems, to be perfect. Perfect, they wouldn't scream at me. Perfect, so they wouldn't curse at me. Perfect, so that they would want to keep me. At the age of 10, I was molested by a family member. And at the age of 12, I was sexually assaulted by a camp counselor. By 13, I was regularly sexually active with my older boyfriend. I'd grown up in the church, and I knew that it was wrong. But I was afraid. Afraid if I didn't have sex with him, he wouldn't want me. I quickly learned that I could use sex as a way to form connections with men, to want me, to desire me, to love me. So sex became my currency in relationships. Whether they were just friends or whether they were boyfriends, Sex was how I expressed my affection for men. But it was a very secret life. On the outside, I was a perfect young lady, always following the rules, always making straight A's, always the perfect friend, always the perfect daughter. And then at 18, my worst fears came true. My parents didn't want me anymore. They disowned me. I will never forget the day that my father spoke the words, "You are not my daughter. You can find someone else to give you away at your wedding." I wasn't their daughter anymore. I was again an unwanted orphan. In college, I met a sweet, godly young man from a good family, salt of the earth, God-fearing people that welcomed me into their family and into their church with open arms. I was introduced to a church where I felt like I was hearing the truth for the first time. And they said I was perfect, but they didn't know the truth. They didn't know the real me. And I did my best to keep it that way so that they would want to keep me. The young man and I got married and eventually had 4 beautiful children together. I spent the next 12 years shepherded in sound biblical doctrine, where I came to love the truth of the gospel of grace and was surrounded by the precious saints of God, and we were the perfect family. During my marriage, although the world saw a perfect marriage, a perfect wife, a perfect mother, inside, I was anything but perfect. I found myself entangled in long-term, ongoing affairs, depression, and suicidal thoughts. After many years of living a double life, only by the mercy and grace of God, I hit a breaking point and recognized the need to confess to my husband and my church family what was going on. As a result, my husband chose to divorce me, and I was removed from membership of the church. Divorce, like all sin, brings death and destruction. Death to a piece of your heart. Death to relationships. 14 years later, my children are still suffering the consequences and destruction of my sin of divorce. After the divorce and removal from the church, once again, I found myself an unwanted orphan. I felt that I had lost everything in the world that was dear to me. Around this same time, I was introduced to the lifestyle of swingers under very similar circumstances to how many young women are introduced into sex trafficking, during a time that I was alone, financially destitute, and desperately seeking to belong. The swingers' lifestyle is a world where married couples openly have sex with other married couples. For me, this began a rapid spiral into a lifestyle driven by alcohol and casual sex. After years of running from God, 12 years of wandering in the wilderness away from the church, away from the saints of God, and away from godly things, and after another failed marriage to an abusive, ungodly man, I found myself at the lowest point in my life. Even through those years of self-destructive behavior, no one around me knew what was going on. Not my family, not my friends, not my coworkers. I was upholding a perfect image of everything is good and life is great. Although my faith in God and my doctrinal beliefs didn't waver during that time, I was not actively pursuing a right relationship with God. After many years of worldly living and the second failed marriage, I finally hit my rock bottom. Although I was not actively pursuing God, He never stopped pursuing me. And through a friend, I was led back into the church and into a spiritual recovery program that helped me to reclaim my true identity, my identity in Christ and not the things of this world, a place where I no longer had to be perfect because I am clothed in His perfect righteousness. I began daily Bible study, prayer, and pursuing a close relationship with God. In step three, trust, I learned to trust God in all areas of my life. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 became my mantra. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. In step four, inventory, I saw how the events of my life affected my choices and decisions. I learned to take ownership of my actions and no longer saw myself as a victim. I have found a place where I no longer fear rejection because I am claimed by the one who promises, I will never leave you nor forsake you. A place where I now boldly take my seat at the table as a daughter of the Most High King. In August 2016, I married Russell, who loves me well and leads me well. He exemplifies the Ephesians 5:25 command, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her. I now recognize that my life is not my own, that I have been bought with a price, and the only proper response is to live a life in service to God that is honoring and glorifying to His name. Jesus is not only my Savior. He is my Father, my friend, my healer, my provider, my comforter, and my joy. If you do not know Jesus as all of these things, if you have not discovered the fullness of all that Jesus is, I encourage you, come and see. My story is God's story. God's story of redemption and healing. To God be the glory, for I am a new creation in Christ. My name is Patty, and I have a new life in Christ who redeemed me from fear of rejection, perfectionism, and sexual immorality. Thank you.